It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You filthy, dirty swine.
How come you're the only one that's sober, but you're forgetting to turn on my microphone every break?
For 2 months, you've never talked until you've played 3 tapes.
Oh, that's so not true.
Now, don't lie.
Let's fight.
That's not true. That's really not true.
I do it the same way every time, Mike.
No, you Rob, seriously, stop. I mean, really. Are you giving me serious crap about this?
No, I'm sorry. I'll turn it on.
How about we open up? Yeah, just a little bit, you know, because I'm talking and I played that and I played
you normally
one
play
drop
about
in
that. Two or
normally,
three tapes. You do.
So it was my mistake?
No.
Whose mistake was it?
It was my mistake.
Okay.
My mistake to not drink.
Just curious about it. I don't want to get pissy with you, Rob, but
don't
seriously,
be.
You know, give me a break.
A little wine in front of you. I mean, I don't know what's keeping you. It's right there. It's like it's handed to you.
I agree. Don't you think Rob should have a cocktail?
I think he should. It might help him relax.
Don't you think I'm easier on Rob than you guys are on Drab?
My girlfriend called me during the break.
Chad's having his own issues.
And she's
right
pretending.
Now.
She's pretending like she's not listening, but she's mad at me because the Buzz Babes are in here. And I know you're listening, and I know that's why you're mad.
But what's the rule?
I don't care.
Is there a rule?
No.
Chad, all right. Chad has been a perfect gentleman.
We're having a discussion out in the hallway about the whole Buzz Babe situation. This has worked out so well that we've got probably 5 to maybe 6 more candidates that you've been in contact
about
with.
Right, yeah.
So, but we have 8 Buzz Babes,
women
that are here today and that were here last week, which I can't stress enough, the fact that you show up for the original appearance, it's very important.
It is important.
And it scores a lot of points
first impression.
But here's the fact right now. We've got Lynn, who's the mom,
right,
who's a very hot 40-year-old mom.
Very hot.
We've got,
very hot.
We've got Janae, who all of us were just speculating, you know, does she have a six-pack under the prison shirt that she's wearing here today? You know, that was the question we were asking. And we're thinking probably, yes, she's got a hot body.
Uh-huh.
What we're going to do, we got one more week of this. We're gonna get the women in here. Well, you know what? Hey, you know, when it rains, why not? When it rains, run out into your backyard with a saucepan and catch the water. That's what I say. And we're going to do this one more time because the concept now is the Dirty Dozen. That's what we're going for.
A dozen is a good number.
And the fact is, you know, I can see when the photo shoot is done and we get the final pictures up on the website, this is going to be a lot of fun. We are going to enjoy ourselves with this.
These are great women.
It's going to be a good time, right, Rob?
Oh, yeah.
Go to MikeOMaraShow.com.
Hey, Drew. Drew, I need another refill here, please.
Mike, will you have guest photographers?
The thing that Buzz was talking about, the fact that one of our Buzz Babes, Allie
specifically,
has connections in the photo industry where we're going to do this professionally. Why did you... I heard that you exhaled through your nose.
No,
how did the conversation go with your lady?
It didn't go well.
But what happened?
Sorry to hear that.
Because Chad's a good boyfriend.
Right.
I would like to let her know that he didn't even look at my boobs when I was shaking him.
Thank you.
That's very nice.
And I'm not even wearing a bra, and I was shaking. He didn't even look.
Somebody's going to have to call their mother when I get home.
This is McKetsey, who will be responsible for all of us being in trouble. And the sad thing, even though nothing will happen, we will all be screwed.
And yet, I'm okay with that.
Drew! All day I've been waiting, Drew!
Go to MikeOMaraShow.com.
Thank you very much.
Buzz Babes and to sign up to be a Buzz Babe.
So, Mike, back to the concept of the Dirty Dozen.
Yes. This is the way it's going to work. Okay?
How's it going to work?
Really? Well, you have told me you've got 5 to 6 more candidates. Really,
yes.
Unfortunately, you know, 12 is a little crazy.
That's right.
But we have room for 4 more Buzz Babes.
We can do that.
And as I have joked, but now it has become serious.
Right.
We have a calendar.
We do. We do.
We have a calendar,
yes.
And this thing is growing more than I thought.
Isn't it nice?
Sorry.
Isolate that.
You know, everything sounds wrong right now. But here's the thing. This is 2 weeks in a row.
Yes.
Where not only have the women been attractive.
Yes.
Not only have they showed up.
Yes.
Not only have they been ready to participate.
Very
and
much
already
so.
We have had Allie and Megan do a promotional appearance for the radio
did
station.
A great job.
This is working very, very well.
It
and
sure
so
is.
Now I think it's time to step up, get the photo shoot done, and kind of like that military Dirty Dozen.
There you go. You well, let's do it.
It's like, you know, Lynn, the MILF.
Uh-huh.
Jenna, the lesbian.
When their names spell out.
McKetsey, the mama's girl.
Wow.
Kimberly, the twin. Allie, the fighter. You know, you can see. I've got a, they all have this personality thing going on.
Of course they do.
Here.
Sure.
McKenzie, what are you doing over there?
She's looking something up on the internet.
And also, it gives Rob a chance to play the music from The Great Escape, which is about the greatest soundtrack in the whole wide world.
Great music.
I know you guys were looking for outfits still, and I found this wonderful website. I went home and I did a little.
All right, let me see. I'll give the website a hit if I think it's warranted.
Okay, and they have a variety of things you can go through, and they have. Like, you know, bunnies and cats, butterflies and bees.
We're on the same page, Rob and I.
Cops and robbers, what? Military.
What, women hating?
Yes.
Okay. Ding.
Not really working for this bit, guys.
I like the
sorry.
I like the tie. Last Friday, you were
talking about the executive outfit that we have here.
Well, there'll be plenty of time to look at
uniforms and
costumes.
We can't surf the web right now, unfortunately, hon.
But thank you. We
appreciate it. Thank you for your
participation. But see, that shows the enthusiasm of all the Buzz Babes.
All right, we're going to play.
No one has voted for my kimonos.
Hey, kimonos work for me. Like,
sure.
You know what works? I went to the middleweight championship of the world down in Atlantic City a couple of weeks ago.
You came in third.
The cocktail waitresses were wearing those silk. Those satin boxing robes.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Like, not necessarily with the outfits, but as covers for the outfits, you know, so you could get out of the car. So you could make it from the car to the venue.
Yes.
Would be very fun. Don't you think, Chad, you think that would be fun?
No.
Chad.
Look, man.
How much of this is based on your general misogyny, and how much is based on the conversation with your girlfriend? Tell me the truth.
You're salty Dukes.
80-20. Yeah.
80 misogyny, 20 girlfriend?
Flip that.
Oh, okay. total free pass.
You got a pass.
Thank you, Mike.
Total free pass.
Not these broads' fault.
I know.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry.
Broads. That's like you saying, hey, sweetie. All right. Let's go to Carla. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, in California. Hello. Carla in California. How are you? Hello.
Hi,
Carla.
Hi.
Give me a break. I know my.
Give you a break about what? We're just having a little fun, Carla.
I'll give you a break.
I know because I live by that sack of tomato place.
I got news for you. You know, not only do we just have fun with Sacramento, but we actually might even come out to Sacramento. What do you think?
That would be awesome.
I say that every time I've had about 8 beers.
Mike, I think you're lying to Fat Carla.
you won't remember this conversation tomorrow.
Carla, Rob just said you were fat. You're not fat, are you?
130 pounds.
How tall are you?
4 foot
five,
one.
Oh my.
5'7".
No, I'm 5'7".
You're 5'7". Okay, very
let's
nice.
Drop 10.
Carla, I'm so sorry to put you through this.
That's okay.
It's BYOB Friday. What can we do for you?
She will be fat.
Hey, Rob, shut up.
He's not one to talk anyway, honey.
Get ready, America. Here comes a great call. Everybody be quiet because here comes
you
big.
You are so unhappy today.
It's because he's sober.
It's because he is sober. You're dying at, you know, this is the man, really. This is the maintenance drinker of the group. This is every night, like 5 to 7 green bottles.
Nerves of steel. I can get through this. But I don't want to talk about this. I want Carla to amaze us with her great call. Go ahead, sweetie.
Well,
Carla, hold on. Let me interrupt here. Rob is transferring his frustration on you.
I know, and I'll take it.
But I'm here to help you.
You always do, Carla.
Who loves you, baby? Who loves you, baby?
I know you took my call because my name is Carla. Hey, how does your Carla spell her name, K or C?
She spells it R-O-B-I-N. Robin.
Come on. I'm serious.
With a C?
Oh, a C. Okay, mine's with a C.
Oh, my God.
You know, I'm about to go over and make love to Rob Spiewak based on his analysis of this call. What can we do for you, Carla?
I just called to let you know that I have the, if it is the same microwave or the infrared oven, if it's the Black & Decker brand one, I don't know if you remember.
Nope, I don't think it's a brand name because they did an infomercial for it. I don't think it's a brand name.
Carla, if it's the one that Mike has, put your hand in it and turn it on and see what happens.
I'm so angry.
He is angry. He is.
I got it right here in front of me. It says Black & Decker.
Hey, McKenzie, hold on. This is just
infrared.
Jeez. Oh, hold on. Thank you, Mike.
Infrared.
My motor skills are not working. I did not want to knock the Heineken into the thing.
Captain.
The thing, Captain.
Captain.
Hi, I'm George Takei. I am gay and deliciously excited about my impending California nuptials. Mackenzie, would you go over? Is there any way you just give Rob a little of the old shoulders, just
oh,
a little bit?
Of course,
bit?
I wouldn't mind.
Thank you,
oh,
wow, Rob. Just
you
for a second.
Something about that tension.
Can I just,
okay.
Just
oh,
now. No, he's working and he's not playing, so he needs a little, you know.
That's right. That's
I think
right.
It's my duty as a buzz babe.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Listen
very
to this nice.
Dedication. Great
incidentally,
attitude.
You former candidates, now new people, pay attention. All right? Absolutely.
No need to be gentle,
that's
sweetie.
That's right. And Janae, you'll have to resist the urge to give the shoulder rubs to the other buzz babes.
No, she doesn't.
Oh, stop.
God.
There. Are you feeling better now?
This is very nice.
Very nice. Very nice.
Fantastic.
He just enjoyed his strawberry shake.
It was good.
It was very good. He hates it.
What's that?
I can feed you a beer, too.
No, no, no beer.
No, no beer.
He's
for
on
him.
A special diet.
All right, we're going to play.
Unless if I don't lose weight, I'll be dead in a week.
That's special.
We're going. We're going to play Password.
Okay.
Is everything going to be all right with your girlfriend, Chad?
Yeah.
Oscar, is that lady that you had hanging around, is she still here?
No, she's left.
Why'd she leave?
Well, she came and picked up something. She left.
She picked what, your drugs? The Bolivian bandit. You see that? I have these certain bricks of cocaine. I have bricks of cocaine. You will fly them to a special destination in South America. You will enjoy. You will fill the condoms and then ingest them.
Oh my God.
Then that
she's
will be fine.
She's not my drug mule. She's a friend.
Oh, she very nice looking lady.
Oftentimes they're the same person.
Very nice. Do we have the party password cards? If we have those, we can bring them in.
The Widow McBride has them.
The Widow McBride has them. Are you ladies having a good time? Kimberly having fun?
Oh, and yeah. Beth Ann's wearing her glasses.
Janae having fun?
Yes,
thank
definitely.
Thank you, sweetie.
Good. Well,
Lynn having a good time?
A lot.
Very good. Really?
A lot. Yes.
But you can't. How? When do they get to like have?
Can they drink
when they,
now?
When they like get in the system?
Now that they're hired,
they have to be put in the system.
Yes.
All right, how are we going to do this?
Are we supposed to hide these?
Yeah, hide them.
All right.
Hide them on your person.
Everybody, Chad, Oscar, Mike, Buzz, Rob, oh, we're all getting a paper
Jesus.
Here.
Yeah.
And then we're going to play with somebody as far as password is concerned.
Yes.
And we have to go through the what? We have to go through with do we get 30 seconds or 60 seconds?
60 seconds, and was it five or six clues, Beth Ann? Five clues.
You want to trade,
five
Rob?
Clues. Five. Is this the only? Are these the only party? Excuse me, Beth Ann? Are these the only party password ones that we have? Can we get the regular password? Classic or 1980s?
What?
1980s should be classic.
The party version.
Yeah, but we're going to do this. This is not going to last for a whole password.
That's
game.
True. Well, I think we should do classic. Might. We should do classic after that, then.
Here's the way it's going to work with our first round of party password. Mm-hmm. These words come up with, were come up with, were
what?
Come up with.
Whoa. It's easy for you to say.
These words were developed.
Developed.
Nice.
Who came up with these words? By Beth Ann McBride. Now, why? I'm just giving you credit. I thought you worked very hard on them, Beth Ann.
My clues are fine.
Each of us will pick a person that we want to give the clues to, and if you get through all five, you will win nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Should it be a buzz babe?
What's that?
Should it be a buzz babe that we choose as our partner?
I think so,
sure,
yeah.
Okay.
I think that would work very, very well.
Do you know that Mackenzie has
or anybody that's around in the building. It could be Beth Ann. It could be Joe. It could be anybody.
Do you know that Mackenzie has magic fingers?
Really? Are you enjoying... Mackenzie, you're working double overtime, okay?
Well, there's a lot of surface
all right, who
area.
Wants to go first? I'm going to pick Oscar. You're going to go first. Who are you going to play Party Password with?
I'll play with Mackenzie.
Let's kill the music. Mackenzie is going to play. Right. You can actually use Rob's microphone if you want, Mackenzie.
You can continue.
All right, here's how it's going to work. I'm going to give you 60 seconds on the clock. Oscar's got five words that he's going to try to get you to say. If you get through all five, you win the first round. Are you ready?
Send your mom home. That's only four.
Is she home already?
Do you need a back rub, too?
No.
It's
not your fault.
That's great.
It's not your
fault.
It's not your fault.
Mackenzie's you are
mom.
Doing a great job.
All right,
it's fine.
We're
here.
All right,
ready?
60 seconds. Are you ready? Okay. And go.
Jack in the
box.
No, hold
no,
on.
Stop.
Hold on. Wait.
Damn it, Oscar.
Oscar, you are disqualified.
One word.
One
clues.
Word.
No
one word.
Clues.
Have you ever watched, for Christ's sake, you do a radio show. With all due respect, have you ever watched Password when you're down there at your F-10 down in D.C.?
Yeah, it's not an F-10, but I grew up in Latin America, so we didn't watch Password when we were growing up.
Down there, it's called El Password.
Remember that.
Why okay.
Someone else start. All right,
you got four. You got four. Okay. I'll give it to you again. You get
one
four.
One word.
I'm giving you a free pass here.
Right.
But it's one
Betty
word.
No promises.
Seriously, you've never watched Password?
No.
The cool game.
What does he do in his
either.
Free time? You haven't either?
But then again, this. I'm Cuban, so it might be like a Latin thing.
Oh,
really
you
sure.
too.
Hey now.
Oh,
hablas español.
I'm waiting. I see.
Oh, God, please. Oh. Jesus Christ.
Oscar's in love.
Chad's worst nightmare.
Call the INS.
Oh, my God.
All right, here we go. 60 seconds for the Latin connection. Four words in 60 seconds. Let's see how you go. Go. Good luck.
Celebration.
Time.
I'll go with...
Do I get more chances or I only get one chance?
You have 60 seconds.
Yeah, I keep on
giving
you words.
No, one word.
One word clue.
Wait till he gives you a clue.
Jesus Christ, it's password. Give your partner a little pop culture quiz, for Christ's sake.
It's not my fault.
See, good Lord.
Candles.
What?
Candles.
Fire.
En fuego.
Remember the last clues.
Light.
Buzz.
Oh, are they all supposed to be related?
No help.
All right.
I'm confused.
it's cake. Cake.
Birthday.
There you go.
Yeah.
Nice. Right.
Got it.
Very
That's
good.
One. Next word.
Dinner.
Foosball. sports. You're not going
to. Placemat.
I feel like I'm at Ellis Island
feast.
Right now.
Wait, you already said dinner, so I'm not really sure how.
That's it. Time's up, guys. Time. Hold on to your card.
Sorry.
Chad, did you know
was
that?
Was it plate?
Well, I wasn't paying
table.
Attention.
Okay.
Was it game? Was it game?
Table.
Table.
See, I would table. Not have
gotten
table.
All right. Buzz, look at Buzz is like carnivorously looking over here at Lynn right now. Who are you going to pick, Buzz, to play with?
Gee, Mike, I think maybe Lynn.
All right. 60 seconds to play Party Password. 60 seconds on the clock. Good luck. I hope you get all five. And here we go.
Beer.
Drink.
Barrel.
Monkeys.
Party.
Nice.
I don't know.
Container.
Mug.
Large.
Whoa. Keg.
Next good word. Answer.
Next word.
Thank you.
Enjoyment.
Fun.
That's it. Next word.
Oh.
Pals.
Friends.
That's it. Next word. Olives.
Martini.
That's it. Next word.
Oh.
Theater.
All right.
Theater.
Play.
Stadium.
Show.
Location.
Joe.
Location.
Joe. Into the microphone, please. I'm so sorry. Time's about to run out.
We got three out of
See,
five.
See, I knew that 60 seconds right in my brain.
The last word was venue.
Venue. Somehow, I don't know why I was rooting against both of you.
And the first word.
You seem to be getting along so well, and it pissed me off so.
The first word was keg.
All right.
I got help with that one.
My turn. I've got a little card here. Who will I play with?
Who will you play
I
with?
I would like to play with one of our new Dirty Dozen of the Buzz Babes. Mm-hmm. Our lesbian friend, Janae.
Excellent choice.
Janae, could you step up to Rob's microphone there, please? Here we go. Rob's playing the Dirty Dozen. It's the Great Escape is what it is. That's such great music. Buzz Babes are here. All right. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
I haven't even looked at these, Janae. 60 seconds, and here we go. Classical
music.
Very good.
Wow.
Camping. Enclosure.
Tent.
Yes.
Wow.
Oh.
Parcheesi.
Game.
Yes. Wow. Tennis.
Sport.
Competition.
Fire.
Light.
House.
Cigarette. Device.
Now he's gone crazy.
Toy.
I went the wrong route, obviously, in the first time. I'll skip. Cake.
Walk.
Cold.
Hat.
Sweet.
Tooth.
Oh. The last words were matches. And I was trying to go, and it was stupid to go down that route. Matches, but I was like, tennis matches.
Sure.
And ice cream was the last one. All right.
Good
Sorry
job.
About that.
Let's,
we have time for one more. We're going to take a short break here. Chad Dukes, who would you like to play with? He looked over at Kimberly. She'd be left alone.
Yeah, she's cuter than Joe.
All right, very good. All right. Kimberly, step up to Rob's microphone over there. Okay.
Oh, she's going over here?
Yeah, well, I never give up
isn't
mine.
She lovely?
That's a little broadcast 101 there. Never give up your microphone.
I'd like to have sex with all these girls.
That's very nice. Very nice. That's good.
Just want to point that out.
Get in line.
Thank you very much.
Great phone call. All
right. Look forward to that next call. Here we go. 60 seconds. I hope you get all five. Chad will be giving clues to Kimberly.
We might not get one.
And go.
16.
Yeah! Got the first one. Very
next
good.
Next word.
Brew.
Beer.
Yeah! Tulips. Roses.
Flowers?
Oh, I want to bang you. Cowboy.
A little louder, Kimberly.
Hats.
Can I say hot air?
No. Sure.
No. All right. Cowboy.
I said yes. Two people said no.
Birthday. Helium.
Did you get all five?
Get the F
out
of here.
My God. Congratulations, Chad Dukes and Kimberly. The only successful one, all five, Kimberly and Chad.
Very well played.
Jesus.
Good
job.
Very
well played.
Why do I feel that Mackenzie and I would have won on Univision?
We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to get the final buzz of the afternoon.
What?
Are you prepared for that?
Absolutely.
Or we might play Password, depending on what we feel like.
It's your birthday. Whatever you like.
I want to play Password some more. We'll do that. BYOB Friday. We'll be back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.